Psalm 84 is a verse that, I don't know, I saw this probably 7-8 years ago. And actually, I think I saw it quite a while before that and kind of let it slip and forgot about it. And then 7-8 years ago, and then I started keeping it before me. And it just keeps growing and growing. I want to share it with you this morning. You remember on Wednesday night, we were talking about in the Spirit. That New Testament believers, they do what they do in the Spirit. There's a verse, and we're not going to turn there, but Philippians 3:3 says, "We are they that worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus." And you could add, in the Spirit. Rejoice in the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Then he said this, "And have no confidence in the flesh." Amen. That verse has just been coming before me. In other words, we worship God for what we can't do in the flesh. We can't do in the flesh. There's things you are believing God for. You can't do it in the flesh. But we worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus in the Spirit, so that what we can't do in the flesh.
Come on, that's really good.
Come on now. And there's tremendous power released in praising and worshiping God and entering into the Spirit. And so we were talking about that Wednesday night where, this past Wednesday night, where we're talking about the New Testament believer is to do what they do in the Spirit. And we just basically defined that a couple of ways. And then we actually got in the Spirit and prophesied for whatever, 15 minutes or so. Amen. So, but believers are to worship God in the Spirit. Believers are to pray in the Spirit. Believers are to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. Do all that they do in the Spirit. Now, if you don't, you know what in the Spirit is, you could say, well, what is that? But it basically means out of your spirit by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Not out of your ability in the flesh, not out of your mind. Yes. And so the thing about God is if he says to do something or to live a certain way, he's given us the not only the instructions to do it in his word, but he shows us how to do it. So we're going to look at a way that this morning that you can enter into the Spirit and experience all that's there. Would it be all right?
Yeah.
It's called praise and worship.
Amen.
Just like we've been doing here this morning. And because really praise and worship is it's a little bit like the shuttle. Well, we don't run the shuttle up there to the space station anymore or the International Space Station, but there used to be a program that NASA had using that shuttle. Remember, that's basically a aircraft that's designed for two different realms. It's designed for the realm of gravity. It's got wings. It's like a glider. It can glide back into the gravity and land. But it's also designed for outer space where there is no gravity. And it's designed, you could say, for two different realms. As believers, we're designed for two different realms.
Yeah.
We're designed to function normally in the natural realm.
Yes.
Poke your neighbor and say with an emphasis on normally.
Normally.
Amen. We're not supposed to be weird.
Right?
Come on. Right?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? There's things that, anyway, we won't get into that. But then we're also designed for the spirit realm. And the beauty of it is we can bring, because we're designed for this realm as well, we can bring the spirit realm into this realm and bring and cause it what's there to be brought to bear on the needs of this realm.
Amen.
And meet the needs of mankind in the natural realm by the realm of the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, then we've got to be good at going over into that realm and laying hold of what's there. And there are things that God has given us that we can launch from into that realm. They're like launching pads into the realm of the Spirit. And praise and worship is one of those launching pads. Amen? It's one of the things that lifts us above the low places that Satan really has sought to put us in sometimes and put us into our rightful place in the Spirit. So we're going to talk about that here in Psalm 84. I'm just for time's sake, let's not do it that way. I was going to do it that way, but I'm not going to. Psalm 84, I'm going to read it in the King James first of all, and then I'm going to read it in the Amplified in verse numbers 4 through 7. Psalm 84, 4 through 7. He said in the King James, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall still be praising thee." Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Now we'll get into that, the ways of them. It sounds a little unusual, but we'll look at that. Verses number 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rains also fill the pools. Oh, I can't wait to tell you what this means. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Amen. Now, let's read that in the Amplified. Now, there's some things in the King James that maybe aren't real clear, but read this in the Amplified. Blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied are those who dwell in your house and in your presence. Now, you know, in the Old Testament, the presence of God was in the, let's put it this way, the house of God back then, the temple, was where the presence of God was housed. Today, we are the temple of God. But he said, blessed are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long. Say all day long. They'll be singing your praises all the day long. Selah, pause and calmly think of that. Blessed, fortunate, or happy, fortunate, and to be envied is the man whose strength is in you. Now, there's things you need to underline. If you got the Amplified, you might be not looking at it, but if you got the Amplified, underline your presence. In other words, dwell in your presence. Underline singing your praises. And then verse 6, the blessed, happy, fortunate, the enemy is the man whose strength is in you. Underline whose strength is in you. In other words, he's getting strength out of this. Out of this praising God, out of the presence of God. And he said, whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping. Baca in the King James means weeping. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Underline, they make it a place of springs. The early rain, underline rain, you might not be in the Amplified, but if you got it, underline rain. Also fills the pools with blessings. Underline rain. Underline fills the pools with blessings. They go from strength to strength. We underline strength up there in verse, what was that, verse number 5. I didn't see it here. But underline in this verse, strength to strength. Increasing in victorious power. Underline increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. Woo! Now this verse is telling us that by spending time, all these things that you have underlined, you can read it and see this, that by spending time in the presence of God, praising Him and rejoicing, you can draw strength from Him. Amen. Amen. And turn hard times, times of weeping, that you might be going through, into times of refreshing, and strength. And it's how you tap into the power of God that gives you the victory. Oh, glory to God. I've done this many times. We're going to camp on this morning. You might be going through something. But there's a way to turn the worst of times into the bestest of times. Notice that word in the King James, or well, actually in the Amplified. I didn't write down the verses. Is it verse 6 maybe? Passing through the valley of weeping or Baca. They make it a place of springs. They make it. I said they make it. You've got the authority to say, this is not going to be a time of depression for me. This is not going to be a hole that the devil sticks me in that I stay in. This is a low place here. A valley is a low place. But I'm going to make it a place where there's refreshing rain, refreshing pools. The water of the rains of heaven comes down on me. The blessings of God fall on me. Victory comes on me. And I'm going to make it a place of power. A place where God turns my captivity. Praise God. You can do that. You can make it. Tell your neighbor, you can make it. Amen. Now, the King James says in verse number 5, we're going to get to that in a minute, but King James says that blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. I looked that up in the Hebrew, and the ways of them in the Hebrew says the ways of their blessedness. In other words, that's the ways of God by which they are blessed. Amen. In other words, they stay blessed. The ways of God, this is the God's way to stay blessed in times whenever weeping wants to come, depression wants to get on you, heaviness, tests and trials, and the devil tries to stick you in a low hole. Amen. This is the way that you can stay in God's blessings and receive God's blessings even in tests and trials. And when those tests and trials try to bring you low, down into the valley of weeping. The valley of weeping is a low place. Valley, that's talking about a place of depression. Hallelujah. And so there's a way. God has a way of getting you out of low spots. You know what I'm talking about? He has a way of turning the worst of times into the best of times. Hallelujah. Now, you can think about it this way, your way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13, he'll with the temptation make a way of escape. So there's a way out. If you're in a low place this morning, if you're in a heavy place, if you're in a depressed place, if you're in tests and trials, you're in the valley of weeping, there's a way out of that. I said there's a way out of that. Hallelujah. Now, the way you do it is you have to make it a place of refreshing. Make it a place of springs, the Amplified says, and early rains also that fill the pools with blessings. Now, the rains of God, the springs, how many of you know out of your belly will spring rivers, out of your belly will flow rivers. And he said, the Spirit of God in you will be a well of water springing up. Unto everlasting life. In your belly, in your spirit, if you're a born again child of God, there's a spring that wants to spring up. You need to learn to draw on that in the worst of times. You need to learn to draw on that. I don't know if you remember in Ephesians 6:10, it says in the King James, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Amplified says, draw your strength from him. Oh God, I got to go up there and get a hold of you and draw my strength. No, he lives right on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The greater one lives on the inside of you. And you and my job is to learn how to tap into that greater one and draw from that which wants to spring up. Draw from that. Draw from that. And by drawing on the greater one in you, drawing on all that's in you, you can turn the worst of times into the best of times. And be honest with you, you'll enter over into the Spirit. How many of you know in Romans 4:20, Abraham, the Bible said he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Actually, the Amplified says he grew strong in faith, or strong and was empowered by faith, as he gave praise and glory to God. He grew strong in faith. Now, we've been just talking about drawing on what's on the inside of you. So what Abraham did when God said, you're the father of multitude, he said, I'm going to grow strong in faith, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to grow by drawing. Drawing on what's inside of me. Drawing on the faith that's on the inside of me. Abraham grew as he drew. He grew in faith as he drew on the power of God that was in him by expressing that faith with praise. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you ought to be paying attention. You'd get something this morning. He grew as he drew. In other words, he grew in faith as he drew from the power of God that was in him by expressing that faith. He drew on that power by his faith and grew in faith. You don't grow in faith just by getting more word. Just by hearing more. You grow in faith by hearing. Yeah, faith comes by hearing. But you grow by drawing on that faith, using that faith, expressing that faith. And as you draw, or as you draw that out, you'll grow.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody said, how did you get so strong? I grew as I drew.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach to myself happy. I don't know about you. I'm going to get happy this morning. And so it's not only... It not only brought sufficient strength to Abraham to continue standing that by drawing, it brought the power of God into his circumstances to change his circumstances. Are you still out there? Amen. So here in Psalm 84, he's talking about how to tap into the power of God in any situation and turn it around. Isn't that right? Believers are faith people. We're people of faith. And as people of faith, we need to always remember that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Remember Isaiah 10:27. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. People sometimes want to just faith, 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 faith. And faith is right, but use your faith to tap into the anointing. Use your faith to bring the anointing up out of your belly and get it all over you and splash off of you and get in your tests and trials and change them. Get sappy. Get happy. Get thrilled with the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So this is the way to stay tapped into the power of God for victory all the time. I said all the time. So you might be in a low spot right now. You might be in a depression. You might be in a hole. You know. But by knowing this, you need to get a revelation this morning. You should look around to where you are and think, you know what? This would be a great place to build a pool. This is a low place. This is a place where I can build a pool. Hallelujah. I think I'll just start praising the refreshing rain of the Spirit down in this low place. And I'm going to do it until this low place, this dry place, this depressed place fills up with the glory of God and the refreshing rain of the Spirit and turns this low place of depression into a place of blessings. Amen. In other words, see it as an opportunity. The devil said, I got you, I got you. You look around and say, oh, this is an opportunity. Oh, yeah, I see opportunity here. I'm going to make this place work for me. Remember 2 Corinthians 4:17? These light afflictions work for us. They're far more exceeding an eternal weight. I'm going to make this low place work for me. And you need to flip it around on him. Amen. Here's an opportunity, Mr. Devil. You've given me a wonderful opportunity to count it all joy. Count it all joy. Glory to God. I said count it all joy. Praise the Lord. And be filled with the Holy Ghost. And get soaking wet with the blessings of God. So I think I'm just going to praise him right where I am, right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So turn it on the devil. Turn that low place on the devil and make the devil wish he had never put you in that low place. Make him wish that he had never thrown you in that hole, because when he puts you there, you're just going to turn around and have a good old time. A high time doing the backstroke in the blessings of God. Get a hold of that phrase, make it. They make it. What are they doing? They're making that low place something other than what the devil intended it to be.
Amen.
Isn't that right? You have the authority in life to do that, like I said. The devil is not the one who determines whether you're depressed or not, or whether you have a good life or not. Oh, I've had so many trials. I can't do what others do because... No, you can make it. You can turn it around and make it a place that the devil has to eat what he'd put on you. Amen. You have the authority to do that. You make it a place where the power falls. Amen. The refreshing rains of the Spirit fall. And that becomes a place of blessings. Listen, not somewhere else. If I could just go to Florida, if I could just go to Hawaii or somewhere. No, right here. Yeah. Right here. Yeah. Woo! Glory be to God. Right here. I'm going to be blessed right here. Yeah. Praise God. So when the devil puts you in a hole, in a low spot, lift up your hands and your voice and say, we're going to start a construction project right now. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it a place where the glory falls and the glory of God fills this place with blessings. Hallelujah. And so as you praise the refreshing rain of the Spirit down, the water begins to rise. It fills that low place up and it begins to rise. And what it does is it lifts you up out of that low place. And it puts you in your rightful place, seated far above. Yeah. It's where you got to look down to see all that low place then.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Part of the lifting, listen to me very carefully. Part of the lifting will be lifting you out of your low thoughts. Yeah. Low thoughts of defeat and depression. Yeah. Failure and bondage into his higher thoughts. Amen. About what he's done for you in Christ. Hallelujah. And those low thoughts will be, you'll be lifted above those low thoughts into thoughts of being delivered from that heaviness. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that's one of the biggest things that comes in any test or trial, any opposition, an attack against the mind? And those low, that low place tends to produce, if we're not walking in the Spirit, it tends to produce low thinking. Heavy thinking. Weighed down thinking. Thinking that just seems to be in a hole. Anybody ever been there? I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been there. It's like your mind has been trapped in a hole. But God said, here's the way out of that. Start praising me. Start praising me. Now your mind's going to say, well, what good's that going to do? Well, we just read what good is going to do. It's going to bring the refreshing rain of heaven down. And bring refreshing, not only to your life, but to your soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Job 22:29. Job 22:29. When men are cast down, we could say whenever they're brought low, made heavy by tests and trials, then thou shalt say there is a lifting up.
Yes.
Now we know what that lifting up is. I said it's praise.
Amen.
Praise gets you out of that low hole. There is a lifting up. Hallelujah. Now go over to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60, verse number 2. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to preach myself happy. I'm just about there. What's the devil throwing at you? What's going on in your life? What hole has your thinking been in? What hole has your finances been in? What low place has he been laughing? He's looking down at you. Ha, 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 ha. You can turn around and start rejoicing and bringing the rains of heaven down. Turn the worst of times into the bestest of times. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 2. Listen to this. It's a wonderful verse. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. This is not the verse I'm looking for. It's Isaiah 60. Where is it at here? Isaiah. Where's the one where it talks about the garment of praise? 61. 61, verse number 3, I believe. I think I'm in the wrong passage. Verse number 3. To appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, come on now. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Say the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Notice this word in this passage. Mourn, them that mourn. He gives them the oil of joy for those that mourn, and the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. How many of you know that heaviness that tries to get on us is a spirit? But you don't need the devil cast out of you. You just need to lift up your voice and begin to praise. Are you still out there? Praise the Lord. Now, back there, okay, in chapter 60, verse 2, where I was, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to... He's anointed me. That passage actually talks about somewhere there. I wrote down the wrong verse, but the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He's anointed me to comfort all those that are mourning. Remember that? And so there is an anointing to minister to depression. Amen. There's an anointing to minister to mourning and heaviness. Glory to God. And there is a garment you can put on. Isaiah 61, verse number 3, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of rejoicing. Say out loud, the garment of praise, the garment of rejoicing. Rejoicing means just getting happy. Just getting happy. Well, but you don't know what I'm going through. Yeah, and you don't know what is available to you to get out of that. Glory to God. I said glory to God. What he's saying is we can draw on this anointing to deliver us from these low places and actually draw strength to stand against the works of the devil by faith until the strength to lift up our voice and praise him gives us the strength to stand and resist the heaviness and resist the depression. Amen. Now, how much do I need to draw on this? Well, how much does the situation demand? How much does it call for? Amen. How much power do you want? Some people get just enough to get out, just enough to get out where I'm not as heavy as I used to be. How about you just go ahead and praise until it changes your whole being? You can't even find that hole anymore. Don't even know where it was. It got leveled up with the glory of God that just floods your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Do whatever the hole demands. Do whatever you desire. Each hole calls for a level of drawing to get you up and out. How much do you want to be out? Amen. Some people are waiting on everybody else to get them out. You can just go ahead and bring the reins down on your own life. Sufficient draw will provide sufficient strength, sufficient lifting, and sufficient anointing and sufficient blessings. Amen. How many of you know his strength can afford a mighty draw? Where you just keep drawing. And what used to be a place of heaviness and a place of weakness is now a place of great strength and great victory. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this praise, you need to listen very carefully. One reason praise is such a key to getting you out of the hole of a low place that you might have been in is that praise ushers you into the presence of God where answers about what to do in your situation come. Now listen very carefully. You need to get a hold of what I'm getting ready to say. It lifts you above the mind. And what you're trying to figure out. Because how many of you know down in those holes, your mind is going trying to figure out, how did I get out of this? What did I do? What's wrong? What's going on? And your mind's trying to figure it out. Not only are you in a low place, your thoughts have come to a low place. When I say low place, I'm talking about in the flesh. And this draw of the faith on the Spirit of God to fill up your life with getting full of the Holy Ghost will lift you above your mind and your own thinking into the answers that he has and his thinking. Remember Isaiah 55? My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. In other words, my thoughts, he goes on to say, are higher than your thoughts. We get down into low places and we start having low thoughts. Because we're out of the spirit and into the flesh. But praise resets that. It's like it hits a reset button on your thoughts. And your mind goes to higher things rather than your mind on all the mud around you in that low place. Your mind goes to the victory. Your mind goes to the high place. Your mind goes, I'm seated with Jesus far above. And as you praise, your thinking goes higher and higher. And you're looking only at Him. You're conscious only of Him. And you're conscious only of the power of God. Only of the victory that He made yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess what? You become conscious of the way of escape.
Yes.
Yeah, you start, because down in that low place, you could see no way out. But as you lift your voice in praise and the waters rise and they lift you up to a higher and higher place, then all of a sudden you can see things you couldn't see. And you see, oh, there's the way of escape. There's the way of escape. Hallelujah. Listen, let me say this. Worship will uncomplicate things that in our minds seem to be very complicated. You need to get that. If there's nothing else you get this morning, get that right there. Just worshiping, it uncomplicates things that, let me say it the way I said it, that uncomplicates things that in our minds have seemed to be very complicated. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So there, you can have situations in your life that just seem so complicated, so convoluted and twisted in on itself. And you meet people that talk that way sometimes, but you don't understand my problem. It's deep and it's bad and it's complicated in your mind. That's what's going on. Worship will lift you up out of that complication. Worship will take you out of the mind trying to figure it all out and lift you up to where in the spirit you see the truth, you see reality, and it becomes simple. I've learned this. The harder things are, the further I am from faith. I said the harder things are in my mind. When I say I'm talking about hard, I'm talking about in my mind. It seems hard. How could that ever come to pass? How could I ever get out of this? How? There just seems to be no way. It's so complicated and so forth. The harder it is in my thinking, the further I am from faith. And the less I am in the spirit, the more I am in the flesh. Are you with me? Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, I believe it's verse number 3, he wants us to know the simplicity that's in Christ. Say to your neighbor, this is what you're in right now, it's easy. Yeah, it's not hard for God. Oh, you didn't say that in faith, you said it kind of just after me. Yeah, what you're in right now is easy, it's not hard for God. I said it's not hard for God. In your mind, it's hard. But it's not hard for God. Woo! You ought to shout about that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What's hard for man is easy for God.
Yes.
You need to keep your hardness off of God.
Well, come on.
You know what I'm talking about? How are you going to keep your hardness off of God? You keep worshiping Him for how good He is and how sufficient He is. This is easy for you. This is not hard. Rather than going, Lord, this is so hard. No, that's putting your hardness on God. Keep your hardness off of God. Amen. Don't pray looking at the situation. Pray looking at Him. Amen. And then worship Him. Worship Him, because worship takes your eyes off the situation and puts it on Him. Tell your neighbor, everything's easy with God. Hallelujah. Because He's very capable. I said He's very capable. Praise God. Now, the anointing will untangle messes in your life. You don't have to figure out. You don't even have to know how you got in it.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
How did I get in that? Now I'm in it. How do I get out of this? You don't have to figure it out. Just bring the anointing down on it. All right, I'm going to preach to you, Miss Vanessa. How do I get in this? How do I get out of this? How? Just get out of all of that and just bring the anointing down on it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't need to even know how He's going to fix it. Just do this. It's not hard. Just do this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And your mind said, and your mind says, what good is that going to do? I'll tell you what good it's going to do. He inhabits the praises of his people by the anointing. And when the anointing falls, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. And you walk free, and the devil said, how'd that happen? You go, I don't know, but I don't really care. I'm free.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have. There's been many things in my life today. I still can't tell you how it happened. Still can't tell you. But I don't really care. Faith doesn't have to figure it all out. Faith just needs to know how to go to this place. Faith just needs to know how to bring the rain down. Faith just needs to know how to praise. Praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you do that, he gets in the big middle of your situation and does what only he can do. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Psalm 22:3. He inhabits the praises of his people. How does he inhabit it? He inhabits, this is the third time I'm going to say it. He inhabits with his anointing. With his anointing. Hallelujah. He doesn't visit our praises. He inhabits them. We're not looking for a visitation. We're looking for a habitation. Let's create a permanent place. Let's have a life that just continually offers the fruit of our lips. Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So where he doesn't have to just visit, but he can inhabit. I said he can inhabit. Isn't that right? Glory to God. I said glory to God. Praising him as your provider. Praise him as your provider when you have need of finances. Praise him as your healer when you have need of healing. Praise him as the glory and lifter of your head whenever your head wants to go low. Whatever you need, praise him for that. Praise him that you, Lord, you are my healer. I've praised God, and I've been walking out of, all the situations that happened when I injured my back. I just keep praising him. 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 Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What would have become of me, the psalmist said in the Amplified, what would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's this life. You got to believe to see. And not wait to see before you praise. But believe and praise while you're believing so you can see. Yeah, but I can't praise him for what I can't see. Why not? You can praise him. You have a brain, can't you? I mean, you can't see your brain. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word. Are you getting anything out of the word? How long is it going to take? Well, a thought like that, you need to cast it down too. Amen. How long should I do this? Let me tell you how long to do this. Until the anointing falls, that's how long to do it. Till you get out of the flesh, out of that mental figuring it out, and just keep drawing on this well that wants to spring up. Just keep drawing on it until it comes out, comes all over you, and runs out into your life and starts filling up and raising you up and raising you up. Hallelujah. The main objective of the devil is to keep you out of the anointing. He hates the anointing because the anointing destroys the yoke. If the anointing destroys depression, it destroys sickness, it destroys anything it touches that is of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so if you need to do more, worship is the place you hear that. What if I need to do something else? What if God has some direction for me to do this or do that to help me get out of this spot I'm in? Well, worship Him, and in that place of worship, you'll be lifted up to see that and to know that. Yes. Isn't that right? Yes. Worship is the place of hearing. Yes. Go to 1 Samuel chapter number 30 here. Tell your neighbor, worship is the place of hearing God. People say, I don't know, God just didn't say anything to me. Oh, yes, He is. It's just not saying it to your mind where you're at. He's saying it to your heart. And worship is the place where you go into the where you hear. Bible said over there in Acts chapter number, we're not going to Acts right now. You're going to 1 Samuel 30. But the Bible said in Acts chapter number, what is that? Chapter number 4, wherever that is. I forget the chapter actually, 13. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. Yeah. Worship is ministering to the Lord. That's worship. That's the place of hearing. Worship is the place of hearing. Say that to your neighbor. Worship is the place of hearing. You know why? Because worship moves you out of your mind over into the Spirit. All right, so 1 Samuel chapter 30. Notice this passage. I don't want to take the time to read this all. But you remember the story of David. He was on a military campaign. He left his wives and all his children and families. All the warriors left their wives and children and families at Ziklag. And they went out on this military campaign. They came back. And I believe it was the Assyrians, if I remember right, had attacked the Amalekites. The Amalekites had attacked Ziklag and burned it to the ground, took all their families, took all their spoils, all their goods, all their crops, all their animals, you know, everything. And so they come back there to Ziklag, and it's burned to the ground. Everybody's gone. Everything's gone. And look at verse number 3. It says, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Verse 4, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept till they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. It mentions who they were. And verse 6, David was greatly distressed. You know, the situation he's in, for the people spake of stoning him. Okay, so now not only his wives are gone, his children are gone, now there's a revolt. He's got a revolt on his hands. They want to kill him. He's the leader. You're responsible for this. So they turn their anger towards him. Because the people spake of stoning him, because, now here's what, the soul, tell your neighbor their soul. The soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his son and for his daughters, or sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? How many of you know you need to know, get direction from God? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Whoo, glory. Let's keep on reading. There's so many good things. David went, he and the 600 men, so notice 600 went, and were with him, and came to the brook Baser, which was where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men. For 200 abode behind, which were so faint they could not go over the brook Baser. You know why? Verse 4, they wept until they had no more power to weep. They were discouraged. They were heavy. They were depressed. They were crying, and they couldn't even, they didn't have any more strength anymore. 200 of them couldn't even get across the river. That's how weak they were. So they left them behind. And to make a long story short, go to verse number 18. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. There was nothing lacking of them, neither small nor great, neither son nor daughter, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Just like verse 8 said, you will pursue them, for you will recover all. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. There is so much here. First of all, let me say this. People say, well, nobody ever encourages me. Well, why don't you get up from there and encourage yourself? Besides, that's probably not true. Probably people are encouraging you. You're just so focused in your little world. You're not. But even if not, so what?
So what?
You can encourage yourself. Tell your neighbor, he went ahead and stopped preaching, went to meddling right there. David encouraged himself in the Lord. What does that mean? He's talking to himself. Now, we'll get to that in a moment. But by encouraging himself in the Lord, he got the strength. Tell your neighbor, strength. He got the strength to act on the Word of God. To find out and get direction that he needed to recover all. How many of you know depression had come because of the situation that these men were in, David and his men were in, and they wept till they didn't have any more strength? But to recover all, you're going to need strength. You can sit in the hole and be depressed, but you're never going to recover all there. I said, you're never going to recover all there. Tell your neighbor, he's preaching really good this morning. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. If the joy of the Lord is your strength, depression is your weakness. Amen. The depression of the world is your weakness. And so what if David had not encouraged himself? What if he had just sat there in that stew, that solical stew of emotional feelings? And just sat there and say, I feel lower than a snake's belly in a wagon right now. What if he'd have just sat there and not encouraged himself? He'd have never had the strength to get up and recover all. Are you with me this morning? And so the Lord, if David hadn't encouraged himself in the Lord, if he'd have continued yielding to that depression of the enemy, he would not have had the strength that he needed to recover all. Depression will drop on you like a blanket. But joy needs to be drawn upon up out of your spirit if you're going to lay hold of it. Get that. You need to get that. You don't need to do anything for depression to drop on you. But you're going to have to do something with your faith to draw up the joy of the Lord out of your strength. How many of you know the Bible said that one of the fruit of the Spirit is in our spirit? The born-again human spirit has joy. The joy of the Lord's in there. But anything that God has put in you and I in the new birth, we've got to draw upon it for it to benefit us. And that's what David was doing. He said, listen, I feel like I can't do this right now. I don't want to. They want to stone me. I just want to give up. I want to quit. I want to run away and hide, you know, start over somewhere else, whatever. But he said, nope, I'm going to draw. I'm going to draw. I'm telling you, we need some drawers. This last day era needs some drawers. Need some people that are willing to just get back up and say, bless God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just keep on drawing and praising him for his victory that already lives on the inside of him. Get that. Depression will drop on you like a blanket, but the joy of the Lord has to be drawn upon for it to benefit you. When I say drawn upon, I mean up out of your spirit. How many of you know it's in you, but you got to put a demand on it? Why? If you don't put a demand on it, it'll remain dormant. It's in there, but it'll remain dormant. But it's your and my job to draw. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 12 and see how we draw. Anybody getting anything this morning? I've fed on this for 2 days, and I'm enjoying preaching it. But it doesn't benefit me because I preach it. It benefits me because I practice it. Any other practicers in here? We're doers of the word. Look at Isaiah 12. Look at verse number 3. Here's a real key. Verse number 3. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, glory be to God. Let's put it this way. With rejoicing. With praising. With dancing. With singing, yeah. With laughter. Yeah. Those are all expressions of joy. With joy, Singing, dancing. Well, Pastor, if the Holy Ghost moves me in church, I'll dance, I'll sing. How about at home? How about doing that until it falls at home? Until it gets so deep in your house, you got to do the backstroke. Glory. Don't wait for church. Don't wait for the worship team. By Him, therefore, we shall come to church continually and offer the sacrifice of praise. No, by Him, we do it continually all the time by ourselves. So with joy, I'm not done with this verse, you'll draw water out of the wells of salvation. Where's that well of salvation? The well of salvation is on the inside of you. Now, the word salvation sums up all the blessings of God bestowed by God on man through in Christ through the Holy Ghost. Every blessing that is yours in Christ. Are you still there? You got to desire this enough and want this enough to go after it. You got to want this enough to start doing the right thing with the Word to see that it comes to pass. What is the right thing with the Word? What is the right thing? Talk to yourself. Stir yourself up. Start rejoicing when you don't feel like it. Amen. Act on the Word. I heard a good sermon on Sunday about it. That so blessed me. There's a greater blessing in acting on it.
That's right. That's right.
But it's just so dry. We'll get to that. Amen. You got to want this enough to start acting on the Word. Draw on the greater one on the inside of you. Stir up yourself. Talk to yourself. Remember what Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:6. Stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of thee. Yeah. He didn't say go to church and get somebody to stir you up. He said you stir.
That's right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Do it.
Yeah.
But it's so dry. We're going to get to that. So, hallelujah. You got to stir up yourself to lay hold of what God's made yours.
Yeah.
Look here in Isaiah. You're in Isaiah, but go over here to the 60. Let's see here. A couple of passages. Isaiah 56 and then 64. Got some verses for you. You didn't come for Reader's Digest, did you? Look at chapter 56. Two different verses I want you to see. Verse number 4, chapter number 56. Thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant.
Yeah.
It pleases God that you take hold of His covenant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then chapter 64, verse number 7. There is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. God wanted to do some things in their land. He said there's nobody stirring themselves up to take hold of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
God's wanting to do some things in all of our lives. Well, why didn't it happen? Because we haven't stirred ourselves up. We haven't stirred ourselves up. We haven't begun to praise Him for it. We haven't begun to thank Him for it. We're still praying. Oh, God, Lord, send the power. Oh, God. You know, Paul and Silas in jail, if they'd have never stopped praying and started praising, the power wouldn't have fallen. Because the power didn't fall, and they weren't set free whenever they were praying. They set free whenever they were praising. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And they did it quiet in their hearts so nobody could hear them. No, it said the prisoners heard them. I'm not ashamed. How about you? Glory to God. Well, that's just a habit with you. You always say glory to God. That's better than I used to have. Praise the Lord. So I'm drawing. I'm learning to draw water out of the wells of salvation. How am I doing it? With joy. So everything that's in me in Christ. How many of you know Philemon tells us there's something very interesting in Philemon that tells us about Philemon 1:6, the communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging every good thing that's in you in Christ. There's a whole bunch of good on the inside of you through the new birth, not because you're somebody, but the new birth. There's a whole treasure of good things. That's another verse in 2 Corinthians. It talks about the treasure, the wealth of good things that's in us in Christ. And so, but all those things need talking to. All those things need to be drawn upon. You got to want this. You got to want it enough to stop being silent and sit by and let's just see if God's going to do anything. No, you got to bring the rain down. Bring the power. Bring the anointing down. He's really waiting on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Draw on the strength of the greater one that lives on the inside of you. A lot of people are waiting for somebody else to do this for them. How many of you know if anybody's afflicted, let him pray. If anyone's merry, let him sing psalms. People get that off. They say, I'm afflicted, would you pray? Well, that's just as unscriptural as saying, I'm merry, would you sing? He said, if we're afflicted, we're to do our praying. And if we're merry, we're to do our singing. People say, I'm afflicted, would you pray? Well, that next verse, that next part says, if when you're merry, you sing. You don't come to me and say, I'm merry, would you dance for me? Look at this testimony. Can you dance and shout for me? I'm going to stand and watch you because I'm going to just get a blessing off of you. No. We get our own blessing by rejoicing ourselves. Hallelujah. But people want somebody else to get all their blessings for them. Why don't you learn to get... The greatest thing that would ever happen to you is you learn to tap into God for yourself.
Yeah.
And not wait for somebody else to get... To pump you up and then, woo, glory, I'm going to run around the church. Hallelujah. Why don't you bring the glory in rather than me bring the glory in? Woo, glory. What would change in our services if it didn't take 3/4 of the service to get people into the Spirit? Hallelujah. But too many people are waiting on God or God's man. Come on, Pastor. Come on. Get me sight. Thrill me. Preach the power down on me. Get me healed, Pastor. Bring that glory. Let's do the backstroke. You get the rain down and let's all do the backstroke together. In the blessings of God. Why don't you bring it whenever you come through the door? Somebody else helping you may happen. But if you wait on that, you're going to miss about 95%. Of what you could have in life. Amen. You need to learn to encourage yourself. Stir yourself up. Get a hold of what's yours on your own self. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now go over to Psalm 42 here. You getting anything out of this? Glory to God. Psalm 42, verse number 11. It tells us, why David's talking to himself. He's talking to his soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? He's talking to his soul. He said, now you soul, hope in God. Put your hope in God. For I'm going to praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. David is talking to himself or talking to his soul. Isn't that right? That's what that's talking about. He's talking to himself. Isn't that right? Really, to be good at faith, you got to get good at talking to God. You got to get good at talking to the devil. And you got to get good at talking to yourself.
Amen.
Yep. You got to get good at saying, listen, I know you want to lay here. Because whenever I was injured in my back, I wanted to lay there. Why another thing? This is the wrong thing for 2020. I've had enough in 2020. I wanted to lay down. I wanted to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget this faith stuff.
Seriously, come on.
It's only been giving me victory for 35 years, and the devil wants me to quit.
Yeah, come on, sir.
But like David, I just lay there in that depression. I'm not getting out of that hole. I'm not getting out of that problem. So I said, Father, I thank you. You're my healer. You haven't changed. Glory to God. I started filling that bedroom above this is my office and study, above the garage, filling it with the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're still the same. The devil said, yeah, you're going to have to be in a wheelchair. I said, shut up. The glory of God. The glory. I just praised until the glory started falling. I started having experiences with God. He started talking to me, giving me answers, having dreams at night. Got so full of the Holy Ghost, started even ministering about the election. Father, I take authority. Oh, hey, I take authority over that. Woo, glory.
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
Where would I be today if I hadn't laid hold of that? Tell your neighbor, amen, amen, amen. So I had to talk to myself. That's what the psalmist is doing here. He's talking to himself. He's talking to his soul. He's talking to the heaviness trying to get in his soul. He said, you're not going there now. Nuh-uh, not today. We're not doing that today. He knew that he couldn't stay there. He wouldn't get the strength to have victory by laying down and quitting. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It may be dry when you first start out. But if you'll stick with it. Listen, hear this this morning. If you'll stick with it, you'll hit a gusher. Pastor, I've been doing this for 2 weeks and I haven't hit a gusher. Well, then you've been quite a bit behind in praising them. Just stick with it. Just stick with it and you'll hit a gusher. I said, you'll hit a gusher. But I just don't feel like it. Okay, let's think about that garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let's say we're outside and it's real cold and you said, man, I didn't bring a coat. And I run into the house. I say, I got a coat here. Put this on. A real nice, big, heavy coat. Put this on. And so you're shivering and you put it on. And you put it on for 5 seconds. You say, well, this doesn't work. Give me a coat that works. It doesn't work in 5 seconds. You don't feel warm and toasty in 5 seconds. Are you with me? Same thing with the garment of praise. Don't put it on Sunday morning and go, well, see, yeah, and then here I am after service. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm already down in my hole again. So that doesn't work. Well, you got to keep it on. Put it on and keep it on. But I don't feel like it. Since when does feeling have anything to do with it? Put it on, but understand that it doesn't feel the different instantly. You don't feel the joy of the Lord just because you've been praising for an hour. Amen. Amen. Don't say it's not working. It is working. You just got to keep at it. Keep working it. Hallelujah. Just keep praising. Just keep praising. Just keep praising. Just keep praising. Just keep on praising. Don't praise him because you feel like it. You praise him based on who he is and what great things he has done for you. Praise him for this. Well, if you don't see it in your life yet, praise him for this. Father, I thank you. Your word is true. You spoke and you can't lie. You've always caused me to triumph, and I always do triumph in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Depression is bound in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I'm more than a conqueror. And you just keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. And when you do that, you'll eventually slip over into the Spirit. And you'll hit a gusher. That's what I mean by hitting a gusher. Hallelujah. But you don't get that because you feel it. You get that because you praise because of what you know. Tell your neighbor you got to praise because of what you know, not because of what you feel. So praise the Lord. Transportation, that's what praise is. It's transportation in the Spirit. Amen. You can see there's another side to this test or trial. Someone went through a great situation here in recent weeks, last couple of months. And whenever they first got the report, I said, there's another side to this. You got long life ahead of you. You got a long good life, a long active life. And I started preaching to them. I said, there's another side to this. I could see the other side. Yeah, but you know, they had just gotten the report and it put them in their mind in a low place. And so I was encouraging them. I thank God for the body of Christ. We can encourage one another. But we can see the other side. There is another side. But it's rejoicing that is our transportation to the other side. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's transportation, first of all, into the Spirit. Where we lay hold of the power of God. And that power that falls on that praise takes us and transports us out of our situation. It doesn't change him. Praise doesn't change him. It changes us. Amen. It moves us into the arena of in the Spirit. And that's the great need in a lot of situations. If you're in a situation and your natural mind just keeps trying to hold you in depression, hold you in, I see no way out. This morning is for you. I said, this is for you. There is a way to be lifted up above all that. I said there is a way. Hallelujah. It can get you out of the worst situations. Amen. It's enough. Don't think, oh, I got to have, you know, deliverance. I got to have whatever. I got to have somebody pray for me for 3 days. I got to whatever. No, this is enough. This is enough. Learn to tap into this. Be a doer of it. It's worth it. It's worth it. I said it's worth it. Hallelujah. You'll come to the place where that praise will transport you into a place you're no longer trying to get the victory, that it's become a reality to you that you have the victory.
Amen.
You might not see that in the low place your mind is, but when you're praising for the word, your mind is lifted up to a place where you see that you already have the victory. Really, a lot of times whenever I do this, I come up into the spirit by praising, and I look back on what I've been doing, and I realize I was trying to get free. I look back at what I was doing. I was trying to get free. Whenever I praised, I came up to the place I realized I already am.
That's right. Yeah.
I already am. My whole perspective changed. There was a paradigm shift in my thinking and my perspective, because I was raised up above all the smog and fog of the circumstances. And I got up above it into the spirit, and I looked down and I thought, I'm already free. I'm already free. Hallelujah.
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 It lifts you above the darkness in your mind to the knowledge of what to do or what he has already done. Isn't that right? It ushers you into this revelation of what to do. If it seems like a great big difficulty and there's really no way out, there actually is. There actually is. I said there actually is. And how many of you know God's not hiding it from you? He's not hiding it from you. You just have to go to the place to where the revelation is.
Yes.
I remember Patsy Caminiti one time had a lady come to her. This was in the healing school days. She had a lady come to her. She was in a great bad situation in her physical body. And she came to Patsy. Anybody know who Patsy Caminiti is? Great blessing. She was a part of the healing school there, Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And she was. She had this lady come to her, and she said, the lady said, can you help? She's in a bad situation physically. Can you help me? Patsy said, no, I can't. But I know how to take you to somebody who can. I love that. I love that. Man can't help you any more than you can help yourself in a lot of these situations. But there's a place, there's a way to get to God where you can get some help. Patsy was basically saying, I can't do it, but I know how to go to the one who can. Oh. Hallelujah. That place is available to all of us. Amen. All the while we're fretting, all the while our minds are troubled, it's there. We're just not entering into it. Are you with me? But we have access to all the benefits that are there. We've been invited to come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain all these things. But first, man needs to believe that this place is there. And it is real. And it has everything in it that the word says is in it. I'm almost done. Listen very carefully. Number two, you have to discover this place by practicing the prayer of New Testament praise and worship, and learn how to enter. Enter this place. A lot of people's problems would be solved that quick if they'd get out of the flesh. Enter into this place. Enter into the Spirit. Are you with me this morning? What do you mean enter? Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. There's a place you and I have to exit out of, and there's a place we need to enter into to get our help. That's what Miss Patsy was saying. She said, no, I can't help you, but I know how to go to the one who can. I know how. I know the way. I know the way to go out of the flesh where you're troubled in your mind, you're troubled, your body's afflicted. I know how to go out of that place into the presence of God where refreshing pools of blessing. Refreshing rain comes down and fills this place with blessings.
Amen.
If there's nothing you ever else learn in life beyond where you are right now, learn this. Learn how to enter into this place. Are you with me? Hallelujah. What you're doing is you're entering the place where your spirit fellowships with Him and lays hold and takes in of all that He has there for you. You mount up in your consciousness above what you see and feel, and you enter into consciousness of all that is available to you. And you do it by praise. Something happens in your spirit. Something happens in your circumstances, but it happens first in your spirit, where you take on the consciousness of all that He is and everything He has. Hallelujah. This is worth going home, turning off the news, turning off whatever you were going to do, and just praise Him for the rest of your day. Hallelujah. When you do that, it's as if a doorway opens and you go into a realm where there's full supply. All the answers you need are there. Everything, your healing is there. Everything you need is there. Even direction of what to do is there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when you get into that place, everything becomes easy. What you were struggling to obtain, it all becomes easy. Hallelujah. Because it's all clear in His presence. You need to know this. There's clarity in the presence of God. Not confusion. Not, uncertainty. There's clarity in the presence of God. If you've been struggling with your mind and, just struggling with, everything's confusing and everything's complicated. Everything's hard. You're in the flesh. I don't say that to beat you. I say that because I've been there and I know what you're going through. And I also know how to get out of that. The greatest trials of my life, Pastor Debbie and I's life, was between 2000 and 2002. And I would have to spend time at night. I'd wake up at night and there was attacks against my thought life. I literally thought, first time in my life, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And I would just begin to draw up the verses that I had planted in there, begin to speak them, and then began to praise, and then began to sing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and it would break that off of me. And I would go in the glory of that for a while till I got back under the oppression, and I'd do it again. Hallelujah. And I learned to keep that off. Can you learn? Anybody else can learn? It's not just me that can learn. We can all learn to keep this stuff off of us and turn the worst of times into the best of times. I haven't experienced the glory of God ever in my life as I did in those days. I'm not asking for tests and trials to push me back into that. I'll just go there myself, okay? But I thank God that out of necessity, I learned to turn to the one who could help me, could keep me free from that oppression and that depression. Can you all do it like me? Can we all do it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Stand with me this morning. Tell your neighbor, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
And we will.
Because
we're not going to live in any holes. No, the devil's not the one who decides if we live in a hole or not. We decide. Say amen. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Give Him some glory this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How long will it take? It doesn't matter. Just live this way. Hallelujah. 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 Miss Alexis, I hear the Spirit of God saying, this is your exit. You know what I mean. This is your exit. Ha, ha, ha. This is your exit. This is your exit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. When the Lord turned our captivity, remember Psalm 126? We were like them that dreamed. And our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Well, if He turned my captivity, I could sing. Well, read the book. He already did. He already did. So let your tongue be filled with laughter and singing. Just praising. Just You have nothing else to say. Rather than discuss it and fuss about it and cuss it and do whatever you us it, just lay aside all that and say, I'm just going to praise and worship and thank God. When your mouth wants to say something critical, wants to say something in unbelief, wants to say something fearful, you say, I'm not going there. Nothing fills my lips but praise. God doesn't inhabit complaining. He inhabits praise. He doesn't inhabit discussions of fear and unbelief and worry. And he inhabits praise. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor, I'm waiting on you to dismiss. I'm waiting on you to enter the Spirit. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon.
Glory.
I'll praise him in the evening. I'll praise him all day through. I'll be raised because I've praise.
Yes, yes,
I'll
yes.
praise him. How about you? Well, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon. I'll praise him in the evening. Praise him all day through. I'll be raised because I praise the Lord.
How about you?
Well, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon. I'll praise him in the evening. I'll praise him all day through. One more time. I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon. I'll praise him in the evening. All the day through. I'll be raised because I praise. I'll be raised. I praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what he'll do. If I'll get up on my feet and start praising too, I'll speak to the problem, tell it to go. I stir my body up, you know. You've been through that too. You gotta praise. You gotta praise. You gotta praise. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise all the way through. Well, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon.
Yeah.
I'll praise him in the evening. Praise him all day through. I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon.
Glory.
I'll praise him in the evening. How about you? Well, I'll praise. I'll praise. I'll praise. Because I want to be raised. I said I'll praise him from the pit. I'll praise him when I'm down. I'll praise him to a smile. Because I used to have a crown. I'll praise him when I'm sick. I'll praise him when I feel like I'm dead. I'll praise him because of what the Word of God says. I'll be raised because I praise. I'll be raised because I praise. I'll be raised because I praise. I'll praise him all day through. Well, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise praise him in the noon. I'll praise him in the evening. How about you? I'll be praised. I will praise. I will praise. I'll be raised. I'll be raised. I'll be raised. I'll be raised.
That's how you do it. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come up here, Miss Jocelyn. Come up here. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know what this means because I haven't talked to you. In my mind, it doesn't mean anything, but I looked over there and I heard the word restoration. Something through this whole year, you know, all the stuff. Something, I don't know, in your body, it seems like, was... You know, it's still not quite back to where it was. I don't know if that means anything to you. Is that right? Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But I call for restoration. Thank you for restoration. In the fullness of her body being back to the way it's supposed to function in every facet, in every degree, to the degree of strength she had beforehand. In the name... Woo! There it comes. There comes the anointing. 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 Thank you, Father, for the restoration. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the restoration. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you keep it on you. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. 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 Strong, strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. In the power of His might. The power of His might. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jim and Don, I hear this, Jim and Don. You've persevered. You've stuck with it and not given up. And now there's a breakthrough coming for you. in the name of Jesus. A breakthrough. Thank you for the 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 breakthrough. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the breakthrough. Amen. Glory. Glory to God. Well, turn to your neighbor and say, the power fell. That's what you need to learn to do. Bring the power down. Glory to God. Amen.